Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We, of course, have also been talking about Whoopi Goldberg and some of the comments that she made. We've debated that quite extensively here on the show, and we were trying to decide. In fact, my view was she should not have been suspended. I think that she needs to be engaged, educated, and we need to go through some of the details with her. But how problematic was her statement? Danny Dayan is the chairperson of Yad Vashem. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you from Israel.
It's obviously this must... I mean, when you heard the comment, what did you do? Roll your eyes. I mean, what was the reaction at Yad Vashem when a person who has such a massive following makes a statement like the one that she made?
Well, I will tell you sincerely, I think that mainly an understanding how misunderstood anti-Semitism in general and the Shoah, the Holocaust in particular, are. I don't think that Whoopi Goldberg is anti-Semitic. I don't think she hates Jews.
Right.
So that's a possibility, of course, but I don't think that those statements reflect the hatred towards Jews. They reflect mainly a gross misunderstanding of anti-Semitism, of the Shoah, and a lack of knowledge and ignorance about the anti-Semitism and the Shoah. Therefore, I think that the task that is ahead of us is mainly educational.
The fact that she separated the whole race thing, whereas that was the entire basis for Hitler's philosophy and the super race and the Aryans and Jews being a lesser race, does that concern you in terms of Holocaust education?
Yes, of course. The issue that the Holocaust was a racial issue, the hatred toward the Jews was racial, that Hitler in every speech referred to the Jewish race as an inferior race, as a dangerous race, as the enemy race, that is indisputable. The fact that the Nazis developed a whole pseudo-scientific theory of race that is directed mainly towards the Jews, although not exclusively, that is undisputable. There is no question about that. That's the reason I said it shows a lack of knowledge, of a gross ignorance about the facts. But it also shows that things that are prevalent in large parts of the world, and probably in the United States in particular, seeing the Jews not as a minority that should be protected, not a minority that hatred to it is racism, whether Jews are a race or not, that is irrelevant. Hitler thought that Jews are a race. The question, the anthropological question, whether we are a race or not, is completely irrelevant to this discussion. Mm. The fact is that Hitler and the Nazis killed Jews because they saw us as a race. And therefore, even if it's not, we are or we are not a race, the Shoah is the highest, the most despicable expression of racism that the world saw in the 20th century and overall.
It's just a fascinating, and it's almost a very dangerous way the world is going, because all we're seeing, and in this world of, in inverted commas, wokeness, all we see are issues of race as it pertains to color, but nothing else. And it's quite a dangerous thing, because that means everything else along the way gets lost.
I will tell you something very very personal. I served, I had the privilege to serve for 4 years as Israel's Consul General to New York. I arrived to the United States in 2016. The Consul General in New York is basically the ambassador to the Jewish community of the United States, among other things, the largest Jewish community outside Israel. And when I arrived to America, I thought that anti-Semitism will not be high on my agenda. There were more urgent issues. But then, during my tenure in the United States, barely 4 years, 15 Jews were assassinated in anti-Semitic attacks. 11 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania while praying the Shabbat morning in the Tree of Life synagogue, then one in similar condition, in a similar situation in Poway, California, two in a kosher grocery in Jersey City, New Jersey, and then a 15th in a Hanukkah celebration in Muncie, New York. That means that anti-Semitism in America, as in other places in the world, is alive and kicking, and we have to be combated, fought immediately, decisively, and forcibly.
It's absolutely fascinating, and obviously the work that you're doing, the work that Yad Vashem is doing, is playing a major, major role in fighting anti-Semitism through the understanding of what happens when anti-Semitism goes unchecked. I do need to, unfortunately, conclude the interview here, but just one quick question before you go is, will Yad Vashem be reaching out to Whoopi Goldberg in terms of her own experience?
Yes, we did. We already did, and we would like very much for her to use the 2 weeks she was suspended to come to Yad Vashem to educate herself. I can assure you and I can assure her that she will not leave the premises of Yad Vashem in the Mount of Remembrance in Jerusalem, the same person she walked in.
I have absolutely no doubt either. Dani Dayan, the chairman of Yad Vashem, thank you for your incredible work and for a very interesting conversation.